What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for listening to Season 3. Season 4 will be coming next year. But before that, we've got some other goodies coming, which are already underway.
We're working on the Brewsmith special and the next mini-series, which, drumroll please, is the second installment of Marilyn's Diary, charting the journey of Marilyn and Computer as they try to find their way home to Gontano.
If you're a new listener and you're wondering what it is we're talking about, we suggest you start back where it all began with Season 1, Episode 1.
And if you've just finished listening to the whole of Space Junk and you're looking for something to tide you over, why not try Civilized?
It's a brilliant improvised sci-fi comedy from the creators of Alba Salix and The End of Time and Other Bothers, and it's one of our favourites. Also, the sound design is fantastic. We love it so much, in fact, that we're going to play you the first episode right now.
Enjoy, and we'll see you in December with the Brewsmith special.
Mayday. Mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er. Emergency transponder activated. We have emerged alone in unknown space. There is no match to known or projected star charts. I repeat, we have emerged alone in unknown space.
Mayday. Mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er.
This is Echo Bravo 379er. No member of the fleet has responded to our emergency beacons in over 90 days.
Mayday. I repeat. Mayday. This is Echo Bravo 379er. We are initiating Foxtrot Charlie Kilo Protocol. We have identified a nearby planetary body for an unscheduled landing.
You can do this, you can do this, you can do this. Come on, come on, come on. You can do this. Get your nose up! Get your nose up!
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
It could be a Trix.
Mm.
Here's an Xbox.
Oh, thank you. This'll make a great holder for sand.
Is that enough? It's like four of those things I've drug out.
Bob, these are all empty boxes.
Well, yeah, but there's still a lot of work getting those out of the ship all the way over. It's like crazy raining out here.
Bob, I appreciate how much work you think that is.
Thank you.
I'm just gonna keep putting holes in the ground and putting up tarps and, you know, protecting us from this liquid that's falling from above us that we don't know is acid or has any kind of chemical properties. Oh. But I'll put myself out here while you go get another few empty boxes.
I'm gonna go back to the ship and try and... Might take me a while to find a box. Could be acid. Really?
Bob, just...
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Ah, Bob.
Hi. Whew. Do you know, it could be acid out there.
Yes, well, actually, I wanted to mention that. I ran the sample that you collected for me through the analyzer.
The sample?
Yes.
Oh, the wet stuff you took off my face.
So I ran it through the analyzer, and I wanted to share the results with you.
Oh, great.
They were inconclusive.
Oh, cool. So that's good then, right? We can go back outside.
Possibly, yes.
Awesome. Okay, I just have to find another box. Do we have any more empty boxes that are really light that I can bring out to help?
Well, you could check the box room.
Nope. Definitely can't go in the box room.
What?
Nope.
Captain.
Box room is off bounds. Nope, 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 nope.
How am I supposed to find boxes if I can't go in the box room?
It really is the function of the box room.
I know, but the box room is empty now. It's being used for something else.
Excuse me, everybody. I'm so sorry to interrupt. I know I've just been outside for a while, but Barty, I was wondering if you could just look at my skin. It seems to be bubbling in a weird way.
Oh, boy.
I know, it's kind of growing and pulsating. It's, the grossest thing about it is the smell, I think.
Feel free to just stand back.
It does not look good.
So, no one else is having this reaction? No, I guess no one else would because no one else was outside building a shelter.
I came outside. Oh, God.
Well, I don't know. Does Bob look okay?
Maybe he's immune to it.
I don't see anything.
What about my face? I can't see my face. What's my face doing?
His face kind of just looks like your face always looks.
Oh, okay.
No more or less pleasant than usual.
Oh, God, look what's happening to her arm.
Yeah, it's starting to pulsate. I'm a little concerned that my arm is now 2 times larger than an arm probably should be. I don't know. I'm just the scout. So, Captain, have you ever experienced anything like this from your database? Or?
I know of a first aid book in the library.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just going to go to the box room and, you know, try to find a...
No, we can't go.
Oh, we can't go to the box room?
No,
oh, okay. Can't get to the box of first aid supplies then. Because it's a box. It was in the...
I moved it all to the library. So you can go find all the box of supplies that you need in the library.
Oh, well, I guess books look like boxes.
So all the boxes are in the library.
All the boxes have been moved to the library.
So the library shall now be called the box room.
Yes.
Why would we call it the box-brary? No, that's not a good... Oh, and there goes my arm. Just fell right off.
Oh.
I am in excruciating pain.
Beatrix?
Yep.
I know this might come off crass, but do you think you could finish putting the poles in with one arm? I really don't want to go out there.
Well, you know, I have lost a limb, so I mean, why should anyone else have to do that? So I'll just go out and sacrifice whatever remaining limbs I have. Yeah, no, that's... I guess this is my function, my job.
We appreciate your earnest dedication.
I really hope someone's going to stop me.
Great.
All right. Well, I'll just go back outside. No, it's cool. It's fine.
Thanks, Beatrix. You're the best.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess that's what support feels like.
I feel sort of awful that I didn't volunteer Barty to go and help her.
Yes, it is Bartholomew.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I'm just going to take my... arm back out. It's starting to smell. I didn't want to inconvenience you guys further with my dead tissue arm. No, it's fine.
Wait, no. I have something
Yep. What is it, Bob?
Nothing.
All right. Taking this thing that was once attached to me and walking outside. This isn't scarring at all.
Very considerate.
Barty, Bartholomew, God, now I feel even worse. That's 2 times I've had, and I didn't offer to help.
It's fine. She's fine. There's,
really?
I mean, obviously she's not fine, but it's no problem.
It just feels strange that we're both sort of standing here watching the rain come down while she just goes back out there.
Well, standing here is a large part of my prescribed role. We would expect ultimately once the external shelter is erected, we would expect you to give it, you know, some homey touches, arrange perhaps you could make a nice kitchen area maybe.
Yeah, okay.
So perhaps you should stop focusing on Beatrix and start focusing on what you can do to help the team.
There is some protective gear in the library box room.
Sorry. The library box room.
Boxberry?
Don't want to concern anyone. Just lost a foot, but it's all good. Gonna stay out here. Got 1 more foot, 2 legs. Pretty good.
Somebody get that girl some protective gear.
Your optimism is much appreciated.
No, I'm doing it. I'm going into the... Why don't I want to go into the Boxberry? I feel really strange. Barty?
Bartholomew?
Bartholomew? I'm doing it, though. I'm gonna go get that box. I'm gonna get Beatrix some protective clothing.
How are you doing out there, Beatrix?
Oh, fine. Just lost two fingers on the other hand, but not, it's manageable.
Okay, I'm not going. A limb, merely an appendage.
All right, I'm going. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get that box. I feel really strange, though, for some reason. It's just down here to the left, right? Oh, hi. What's your...
That's why he wasn't meant to go in the box room.
I told him. It's not my fault he doesn't listen.
Just keep building, just keep building, just keep building, building.
Hey, hi, Beatrix. Oh, what happened? Why are you missing?
Oh, I'm just mostly gelatinous cysts at this point, so, you know.
Beatrix, oh my god, what can I do?
Well, I'll probably go inside. This is for the good of the mission at this point. I wouldn't want anyone else to suffer like this. So.
Oh my god, let me help carry you inside. What do I... What?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
What do you mean if I... No, but Bartholomew! Something's wrong with Beatrix!
You know, I just have a feeling I'm going to be okay. I mean, I'm in excruciating pain. I have never thought that my nerves could... experience this much trauma, but I mean, all for the good of the mission, right? Glad you guys are warm and inside.
I'm so sorry. I wish I had found you earlier, that I could have done something.
Bob, you were helping me earlier.
I was?
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You brought out the four empty boxes.
What? No, I just carried this one box out here.
Are you okay?
Oh god, your teeth just fell out.
Oh, yeah, I guess that happened.
I'm gonna go get someone. Don't move.
I'm melting. This is a joke.
I guess you can't move. I'll be right back. I'll be right back, Beatrix. I'm Barty. Barty.
Yeah, Bartholomew, actually.
Wait. Beatrix, she's a puddle. Well, there's a face, but a puddle. We need to go help her.
That does sound serious. I'll make sure that an appropriate award to honor her dedication is prepared.
What?
Well, you know, if things don't work out, I want to make sure that she's recognized for her gelatinous dedication.
Bravery.
I don't think things are working out. She's melting.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. We will prepare maybe a nice plaque, you know, something that she can hang on her wall.
What, Barty, what's happening to my arm?
Oh, dear. Would you enjoy a plaque?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It happened in the quiet town of Podunk, an ages-old family mystery.
What happened with Great-Grandpa? Why won't you talk about it?
Because there's nothing to say, Nintendo.
Begets an unprecedented paranormal event.
Help, brother!
Poltergeist.
My lamp attacked me. It was hovering the air. It unplugged itself and came at me.
Mind control.
Why is that crow smoking a cigarette?
Okay, we're playing inside today.
Zombies.
I could have gotten out of here on my own.
You were hiding in a coffin.
It was a good disguise.
Extraterrestrials.
You've seen them too? I've been observing them for days.
I beat up aliens with my baseball bat.
Children with psychokinetic powers.
I let that little light of mine shine, Mama. And it melted the darkness away.
And that's just the beginning.
Introducing Mother, She Wrote, a travelogue diary through the biggest cult phenomena in video game history, the Mother series, as it's called in Japan, and Earthbound, as it's called everywhere else.
Each episode, we recount the story through immersive audio drama as it's lived by the characters, unpacking the surreal adventures, tear-jerking moments, and what it all means.
If you're new to the series, we'll take you beyond the controller and into the story.
And if you're a longtime fan, relive these tales like never before and learn fascinating new facts about your favorite games.
Find Mother, She Wrote on your favorite podcast player and at mothershewrote.earth.